the importance of character, and how to be one. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 66. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe. I'm a podcaster, author, and speaker. And the sponsor of this show is my new book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. It's available on Amazon, of course. This podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in and give you takeaways you can use immediately. You can find every episode, by the way, on my website at recruitme.com. But it is much easier on an app like the Apple Podcast app, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, and others, and you get notified right away. The title of this episode, The Importance of Character and How to Be One. Yeah, I don't know. I was just out exercising a little bit, and that's what came to mind as a title. I was trying to grasp what the title will be. So I may surprise you a little bit here. Okay. I am almost done with my audiobook of the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. I've been giving you kind of a running play-by-play of how that's going. It's all recorded, a little bit harder than I thought. And now it's in the editing process, and yours truly is doing the editing. Done a lot of editing in the past. And so I am predicting, my hope was to get it done even before this episode released. But I don't think I'm going to get there. But this week, it should be totally complete. And the next step is to get it up on Audible for you. So if you like it in audio format, go for it. I find most people are ordering the paperback because it is a playbook. You might want to write in it. But some people are ordering the ebook as well. It's available on Amazon. This story came out in Florida Today. And I thought it was interesting. It's something that really hits on what I want to talk about in this episode. It starts like this. It has become a regular story lately, athletes getting in trouble and coaches and administrators facing a tough decision on how to respond. Even coaches not directly involved can empathize because they've either experienced it in the past or know they could at any moment. The goal, of course, is preventing the trouble in the first place, but teaching character is tough. This is what Florida Tech football coach Steve Englehart said. He said, "I think it's the hardest job any coach has, to educate the players on the chance that one decision can change their lives forever. That's how I put it with our guys. One decision that you make could very well change the outlook of your life forever, and you never know what those decisions are." As we talk about this thought of character, this theme of character, it's becoming increasingly important in the recruiting world. Coaches want kids who behave. And not only who behave, but who are leaders and are a cut above the others. That would be ideal for them, to find athletes that are not only talented, but have character. So they are looking for character. What I want to explore in this episode are three or four things about character that will help you out as an athlete. Parents, I know you're all for this, so I don't need to be speaking to you, but if your athlete is not listening right now, please share this episode with him or her. I love what this coach said. Coach Steve said, one decision that you make could very well change the outlook of your life forever, and you never know what those decisions are. You, as a high school student athlete, what you do, the decisions you make, can affect whether or not, one, you actually get to college, two, if you want that scholarship, then the standards are even higher. You could be a great talent, and you wonder, why doesn't any school want me? And if you've gotten in trouble or you're making some bad decisions, that could be part of it. So if you've done that, then you have some work to do to clean things up, but it's possible. John Wooden said this. He said, "Sports don't build character, they reveal it." You have an opportunity, athlete, to have your character built on the field or on the court or on the track, wherever you compete. This world of competition is character building. It's also character revealing. So I don't think John Wooden meant that sports don't build character at all, but he was just contrasting that, is it in that sports do reveal character. So it's not only the character that you exhibit in competition, but it's the character that you exhibit outside of competition in regular life. Coach Engelhardt, when he gets his players together, these are college players just getting started. In fact, it says here that he spends time after every practice talking about four things. Every practice. It's so important to him that he wants to get this message across. And I thought these four things, very important and helpful as we look at character here, not only at the college level, but also in the high school level. And the first thing he talks about is time. He says, if you're out past midnight, there's usually nothing good that's going to come out of it. Now, once again, he's speaking to college players, so they can roam even if there's a curfew. They stay out. But this whole idea of time, the key is time. Where are you? And as night goes along, bad things can happen. Second thing he talks about is place. And what he was referring to is downtown, bars, fraternity parties, places with alcohol. Be aware and beware. So place is a big deal, even at the high school level. Where are you finding yourself? Are you in the wrong places with the wrong people? Third thing is substance, drugs and alcohol. Of course, we know that's an enemy of your character, enemy of getting you into that school, enemy of keeping you clean, and an enemy of getting you a scholarship, ultimately. So substance, he talks about that. And that's no surprise to these players, these student athletes, but he has to talk about that. And the fourth thing, which I really love, he talks about company. Sometimes you're not going to be doing any of the first three, he said, and get in trouble with time, place, or substance, but the company you surround yourself with can get you in trouble. So he goes on to say that you want these athletes to be kids and enjoy college, but they have to understand that they're held to a different standard. They just are. Athletes in college are looked at and scrutinized, and so are the coaches. That's what you have to look forward to, student athlete. That's the next step. That's playing at the next level, competing at the next level. And you need to prepare yourself now as a high school student athlete. Time, place, substance, company, those four things. Think about that. Talk it over with other athletes who want a scholarship, who want to play at the next level, compete at the next level, and talk about it with your family, with your parents, with your family at the dinner table. I can imagine the kind of conversation you'll have. Here is four things that I have for you regarding character and why it's so important. First thing is, coaches will talk to people about your character, and you don't know who they're talking to. They're talking to your high school coach. They may even call coaches that on teams you're competing against. They are going to check with maybe the athletic director, the principal, the school. They may check you out. They are investing in you, student athlete, or considering investing in you tens of thousands of dollars. And these days, they're checking out character. You just never know who they're going to talk to. And secondly, along those lines, they may take a look at your Facebook page and find out what you're posting there and your Twitter account, and you got to watch what you're doing on social media. Second thing I want to say is, just like Coach Steve talked about, is company. You want to hang around the right people. So obvious, man, you could go down in a heartbeat hanging around the wrong people. And I would just totally put an exclamation point that at the end of this, hang around the right people. Would you do that? Some of the time when you get into the most trouble is off season. You're so busy during the season, but if you're not competing and you got all this time on your hand, man, that's when you could get in trouble. It could really cost you. And then the third thing that I just want to encourage you with is, perfection is impossible. We're not looking for perfection here. You cannot be perfect. Jesus was the only perfect person, and you're not going to be perfect. So this is a whole idea of character is built. It's not something suddenly you achieve, but it's built. But, you know, you could ruin your reputation with a single bad decision. So you get that one decision, Yet we're not saying that you're perfect. Maybe you blew up on the field. You got really angry. You did something that just wasn't right. And, it really kind of brought down your reputation a little bit. Well, build your character back up again. I don't want to put so much pressure on you to let you know here that perfection is impossible. Okay, the fourth thing I have to share is a quote. And it's this, I think it's Jim Rohn who said this. It goes along with hanging around the right people. You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So who are you spending time with? And you're the average of those five people. All right. So that's character. That's the first part of this episode. And then the second part is how to be one, how to be a character. You're saying, John, what are you talking about? Okay. You do want to be a character in the right way. I couldn't think of a better way to say it, but I wanted you to remember the title because these go hand in hand. What I'm saying by this is that you want to stand out. You want to stand out, of course, as an athlete, but you want to stand out as a person as well. I really preach this in the whole Recruit Me system that I teach families, in that you want to do recruiting differently than everyone else. That's what I mean by this. You want to be a quote-unquote character. You want to be somebody that stands out in the minds of coaches. You want to do things that are different so you don't get lost in the shuffle. Coaches have so much on their hands when it comes to recruiting, on top of being a winning coach, coaching a winning team, and they want to recruit the next class and the following class and build their program. There is a lot on their plate, and you could get lost in the shuffle. So do things differently than everyone else. I talk about that in my playbook. I go through that, and all those steps are things that most families don't do. But first, what I want to share here, I've got 4 quick things to share with you about being a character. And that is be personal. Be personal. When you present yourself to a school or a coach, you address that coach personally. Don't send a form letter. Don't send an email blast. Don't send a mass anything. Don't do that. Personalize it as much as you can. And I'm going to share with you in a little bit an idea that somebody worked on me that just really blew me away when it comes to personalization, somebody communicating with me. So do everything you can to be personal, addressing the coach personally and mentioning the school in your communications, even though this may be the same type of email or letter that you're writing. Address the coach and the school personally. Do things that would be personal. Secondly is engage coaches. I know you might be kind of afraid and nervous when you're talking with coaches, but you're going to have to get over that. If you engage coaches, you're presenting yourself in a way that's memorable. As you engage coaches, talk to them personally about yourself, things that they'll remember about you. Not that you're bragging, but things that talk about the personal side, the family side. So when the coach contacts you again or calls you or emails you, you've got this conversation going. So there is a relationship, and that's what's so important in the recruiting process. So engage coaches. You might have to get over being an introvert. You may have to learn some social skills, but this is all part of it. If you really want to rise above other athletes of the same athletic talent that you have. Third thing that I would say here to be a character and to do it differently than everyone else is do it yourself, or I should say, do it yourselves as a family. Athlete, you need to get involved in the process. Don't turn it over to your parents. Don't turn it over to a service. Don't turn it over to any third party. Boy, I really went off on that last episode, so listen to that, episode 65. Do it yourself. Coaches want to hear from you. Coaches want to know that you've got a vested interest. Coaches want to know that they are recruiting you personally. They've got direct contact with you as a player, as an athlete. Parents with you as the parent. They want direct contact with the family. They want to know that you're all in this process. That is so different than most families. So do it yourself and go deep with these coaches. And then the fourth thing is to be unique. Just what are some things, and I referred to it earlier, what are some things that will set you apart that coaches will remember in a good way about you as a person, about you as an athlete? What are some of these things that present you as unique? And what are some things you do to present yourself to coaches as unique? And here's an idea. The other day, about 1 week ago, I got an email from somebody who heads up this group, this coaching group, that there's hundreds of people on it. And I had asked a question on one of the webinars I was on, this interactive, and I asked a question. So I get this email from him, and it says, just checking in a little smiley face. And in there was, John, just checking in with you on something. I can't remember exactly what he said. And then embedded in there was a video. And there he was, and it said, 15-second video. Watch the 15-second video. Clicked on the video, and there he was. He was personally addressing me. Hey, John, I read that you had a question about such and such, and you were a little concerned about this, and I just wanted to get back to you and see if we have adequately dealt with that and responded to it. Just let me know. Okay? You can email me and bring me up to date. Something like that. And it was, he referred to me by name. He referred to my problem specifically. And this was a video from him. I will never forget that. I will never forget that. You can do that too. Your introductory approach to coaches could be an email with a video that has a link to, say, YouTube, and make it a private link so that only that coach with that link can see it. Can you imagine that? Hey, Coach Smith, this is John Fugler, and I want you to know that I would love to compete at Penn State. I've attached my player profile so you can get a little bit more to know about me. I'm from Colorado Springs, Colorado, have lived here about 15 years, and I'm ready. I'm a junior right now at Liberty High School, and I'm ready to go. So I hope you'll take a look at my profile. Would love to hear back from you. I just ad-libbed that. I would be a little more smooth on the video as you rehearse it. But you're addressing the coach by name. You're addressing the school personally. And you're mentioning it. So that's just one way of being unique. I'd like to have you share with me, what are some ways that you could be unique in your approach to colleges, to coaches? What are some ways that you could be unique? Let me know. Post it on my Facebook page, Recruit Me Facebook page, or just send me an email at john@recruitme.com. Love to hear that. We could share that with other families. Well, that's it for now. You wondered how I was going to get from the importance of character to how to be one, and that's how we got there. Anyway, that's it for now. Went a little bit over time today. Make sure you download the freebie on my website. I forgot to mention this earlier. It's the first chapter from the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. Just go get it free, and you can take it for a test drive, taste it, and see if you want more. And that's it. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.